Welcome back, everybody, to the Star Wars Podcast, where we talk all things Marvel, Star Wars, and everything in between. Please take a moment to check our show notes to find our social media, merch, and more. Today, we're recapping Ahsoka Episode 4 and full spoiler details. So if you haven't seen the episode, I would get out of here. And I'm here with a guy that I'm always better with together. It's Tommy Pizzullo. Tommy, how's it going?
It's going great. Listen, I'm so glad that we spent so much time on all the podcasts discussing all the different people that Merrick could be, really diving deep into those theories just for it all to be nothing.
I mean, not to pat myself on the back too much, but my leading theory was Mephisto after all. So
you did say that.
This was a big much ado about nothing for Merrick, but you know what, I think we get there. I think I might still have a theory to pull up a little bit. So
is it that, like, as he's dying, he's like, I have to tell you, my name is Ralph Boner.
And I was actually, I'm the smoke monster from Lost. Tommy, listen, I love this. This is Star Wars to me. I just love it so much. And I feel bad for all those naysayers that watched the first three episodes and said, oh, this is boring. This is too connected to Rebels. I can't get into it. I love this. This is, like, I'm back, baby. I haven't felt like this excited about Star Wars in a long time.
They're silly. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it really helps that they're focusing on one story going forward. I think that's I feel like we could write a book about what to do and what not to do in Star Wars media. The big one is having way too many storylines going on. And yeah, I'm with you. I am obsessed with this. I think it's going to be amazing on a rewatch, watching this like one long movie.
Yeah.
It'd be fire.
Tommy, this felt like a story that, like, I would have come up with playing with my action figures as a kid. Like, oh, give this Mandalorian a lightsaber. Who cares? Let's see what happens when we put this dark Jedi up against Ahsoka. Like, I don't know. It just felt like it unlocked, like, and it, like you said, it was so centralized and so focused. And I think the big thing is, and if you're listening to this and you're not a Rebels fan, I think the biggest takeaway, or what I would tell somebody before watching Ahsoka, like, forget the recaps. Like, yeah, it'd be nice to know Sabine and all that. The core of the story is about Ezra and Thrawn. That's the entire motivation of the hero and villain in this series. And I think that maybe that's the thing that people aren't latching onto so much. I mean, we got to meet Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, so I feel like people feel like they know the story already. But the heart of this is all about Ezra and Thrawn. And I think that's what we're figuring out here at the mid-season finale.
In all aspects, right? It's about, like, how much the family means. Like, they're all, you know, if you don't understand Sabine's decision, you don't understand her motivations. You don't understand, like, the connections she's made, how important. And that's why, again, I say Rebels should have just been a you have to watch. No, I think they're nailing that. And the other thing I'm loving is, like, every character is making their own choices based on their interests, not based on an overall. Baylan, I think he's one of my favorite antagonists in a very long time, because, like, I don't think the people he's working for wanted him to probably make this deal with Sabine, but that is his morals. He has this law. It's like, I would call him, you know, in D&D, we have different charts of, and he would be lawful evil. He is evil, but he is doing things by a code that he has created for himself. And there are certain things he's like, I've given my word. You cannot hurt her. Like, oh, I loved it. I'm, like, obsessed with everything they're doing in this show.
Yeah, Baylan's great. Shen's great. Morgan's great. It's a great, like, core villains. I feel like we lost the weakest one tonight, so I guess we'll get to that later.
And we haven't even got to Thrawn. Like, we're talking about, like, everyone was like, oh, Thrawn's the best villain. We are looking at, like, the B-list, C-list antagonists, and we're still being, like, they're fire.
Yeah, for sure. Well, why don't we dive into this episode a little bit more linearly? And I want to start here with, obviously, they have landed on this planet. By the way, I don't know what planet this is. Love it, though. I love, like, and it kind of unlocks, again, kind of like the Eastern influences we talked about in the past with, you know, a lot of the callbacks to martial arts and the samurai. But, like, this felt like, you know, something out of Ghost of Tsushima, which is a game that I'm currently replaying right now. The red forest and the leaves on the ground. Like, this was so cool.
Yeah, visually wild, and I love how much detail they give to all. Like you're saying, like there's these planets are fully dimensionalized, and there's a lot of lore, I feel like, in Ahsoka that they're actually appreciating that I don't that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I guess the big thing we get here is we see the droids off in the distance. They're watching, and they kind of sabotage Hu Yang here, who totally fights back. I love seeing this guy in action.
Ewing was kicking butt. Like,
Yeah.
no, I thought that was a, and I love the power turning off, and that's how they know something's, he would never make a mistake like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You earned all this smoke, brother.
Yeah, he was not having it. His little arms coming out. Here's the thing. Do you think so? I think it's been reported that this is a very old droid. Do you think he's seen combat like this before?
I mean, he does train Jedi, so like not like combat, but definitely combat training, right?
Yeah. Do you
Maybe
think he
when
can
you
wield a lightsaber? I think
That's
he's gonna wield a lightsaber.
you
That's why
think
I asked.
so?
Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I'm team, give him a lightsaber, give
Yeah.
everyone a lightsaber.
Who cares? Yeah, he's a droid. General Grievous did it. He can do it.
I think she's exactly what I was thinking of. Good old Grievous.
Yeah. So yeah, they see the power went out. They come out to help Sabine and Ahsoka, and awesome fight scene here. Again, I don't know how much we can go into it, but we get like the cable coming from Sabine whipping the guy back, and then Ahsoka cutting him in half. Like oh, Ahsoka using the Force to make somebody a body shield. Like yeah, just a lot of awesome stuff here.
Yeah, and I love the choice also to like her first instinct is to go to her Mandalorian training over like the like she's still not she's using a blaster she's until she has to use the lightsaber.
For sure. Yeah. No. I think that's definitely what she's more comfortable with. And also she's still coming off a big L so with the lightsaber. So yeah, be careful with that one. Okay. Well, so another thing after they dispatch these droids here, Ahsoka and Sabine are gonna go off to find the map. And Hu Yang leaves them with an interesting quote here saying, stick together because you're always better that way. And I think that's going to inform all the bad things that happen in this episode.
Do you, is there a part of you that wants like flashbacks to them training? Because I feel like it's referenced so much and it's just here, like it's just us getting told like, oh yeah, you guys did all these things, but we've never seen, because even in Rebels, it was like Kanan trained her more than we saw. Ahsoka was like, you saw them go off, but that was about it.
Yeah, see, I think I would appreciate it more if it's used, like, for instance, the episode from Tales of the Jedi, where there is a flashback to Ahsoka training, and it directly corresponded to what was happening in the current time and showing how that she used her past training to help her in the future. So I feel like if they need to, there needs to be more of a reason, like just a random flashback scene. I don't know if that'll work, but like if they can really find a way to like tie it into the current story with parallels and all that, I think that would work well.
I could see it in the next couple, especially with them being separated now. It's like her remembering Ahsoka, like even just the like. I think if we get any, it's gonna be Ahsoka leaving, and we're gonna see that moment, or see that there is like more to it than just like maybe she got information. There's gonna be some like mystery that we figure out or find out why she did it or something. That's my prediction, because I think something's coming. I just
Yeah.
don't. I agree with you. It has to have a purpose though.
Yeah, for sure. So, next here, okay, so we do get some Hera in this episode, not a whole lot, but as we kind of litigated and talked about, Hera was definitely going to go rogue on all this. The interesting choice here to me was that in this little rogue mission that she has, she brings Jason along. Questionable?
Yes and no. Yes, it's a dangerous situation, but it's better than I think just leaving him there, because now you're leaving your most precious thing in the world behind, and you're disobeying the people you're leaving him with. So that's the only thing. What if he gets captured? What if he gets used as like an angle? I think it's like one of those cases where it's like, even though it's dangerous to go with me, it's better than leaving you behind and not knowing what could happen there.
The reason I ask is because I feel like I referenced The Walking Dead on here a lot, but here I go again. It seemed like very much like a Rick and Carl situation, or it should have been, where, you know, Hera was like, you're not coming on this dangerous mission, where Carl always wants to go off with the warriors.
But anytime they left them behind, something bad usually happened.
Well, that's because Carl's the same.
Yeah. Well, how do you know Jason is it?
It probably is. Yeah. So another interesting person that we get here is Carson Teva, our old buddy. He's back here joining the crew. I'll say this. This is a red flag for me. And the red flag is that if we're getting Carson Teva here, there's no way we're getting Zeb. Right?
I thought he'd be here with them. I still don't want to give up on it, just because if they have not shown Zeb at all, I would be on board. But the fact that we've seen him and we know he's out there, unless they did that after the fact because they knew people would be annoyed we didn't see Zeb and Ahsoka, so they're like, all right, you'll get him in this show. That's the only thing I can see. But otherwise, it's like, you already have the artwork. Just bring him in, like,
yeah,
that easy.
Yeah, I just felt like this was the time, but I guess maybe they really are holding out on us, so we'll see. We'll see on that. So back to the Ahsoka and Sabeem of it all. They end up getting cornered here by Shin and Merrick, and we get a little rematch between both of them, actually. Ahsoka had already fought Merrick, and Sabeem had already fought Shin. So which one do you want to touch on first? Is there any highlights, standouts for you?
No, I think the battle, it's interesting. I think for me, it's like how much they're able to put these like character personality trait. Like I feel like we get to see the character and how they think about the world through the battling, which I'm actually really appreciating. Specifically like where the Ahsoka fight, I thought was like very, like, it was very interesting how that whole thing went down.
Also, you know, I'd complained that she wasn't strong enough, and we saw how she took down an Inquisitor. She took this Inquisitor down the same way. So I was very, it seemed like a callback to me, and I appreciated seeing that, the like single blow against Merrick here.
Yeah. And then, yeah, good old Merrick. Good thing we all knew who he would secretly be. Ezra, Skywalker, Jar Jar.
Yeah. So if, you know, bear with me here, you know, because I'm still on like this was a total Mephisto situation, but I feel like there could be some more explanation here. And the one theory that we didn't totally touch on last time was the fact that this could very likely be a clone of Luke Skywalker, which has been reported that, you know, Palpatine had like stolen his hand and was able to make Luke clones. So my thought is maybe there's more Merricks. Maybe when they jump to this new place, there's going to be more. Maybe they have an army of Luke Skywalker Merricks. Is that possible? Or is he just truly fully smoke? I don't know. Did he deflate completely? Like, was he fully smoke, or was that just like smoke with a body?
I think it was, I took it as kind of maybe the witch powers kind of look green. It kind of look right. So it's like, maybe it's like a former Jedi, and maybe there is more to it of like it was a undead or like someone that she brought back to use as a weapon kind of thing.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to find out. Yeah, resurrected like the spirit of somebody. Yeah.
Because otherwise the smoke makes no sense. And so, like, you know, I think it was the magic being undone kind of thing.
It's just weird that, again, why have this character? Well, what was the point of this? I guess maybe to give, well, we had Baylan for Ahsoka to fight. I just don't get it. I don't get why we needed the third prong here to the.
I think maybe because they wanted to keep Baylan and Shane around. So it's like, well, we don't want to go this whole time without someone dying or taking out one person. So he's like your red shirt. He's there to just have the death without any like repercussions or any.
It feels too easy. I hear you, and that's probably what it is, but I don't know. I'm not ruling anything. Well, I'm ruling a lot out, actually. But
listen, Star Wars has look at they love to introduce people and not have any backstory, and then later once they see if people get excited, they're like, oh, yeah, we definitely, this is very important character. I think they don't realize how cool they make some of these characters, and they're like, yeah, they're just a one-off character. It's not that big of a deal, guys.
Yeah. So this is where Sabeem is still fighting Shen, and Sabeem says, go get the map, like telling us Ahsoka. And Ahsoka runs off, which, again, this is, they're not staying together. Things are going to go south here. But I do want to touch on the Shen and Sabeem fight here a little bit. Mainly this one point that I really like, this moment where she gets Sabeem on the ground, and Sabeem looks like she's about to use the force powers, and it says use like a wrist rocket on her. I don't know. I just thought that was fun.
Yeah. No, I think it was, again, how unique they're making all these combats. I also just feel like there's this like one-sided rivalry between them. Like, I feel like she's taking it way more personally than Sabine is every time they like meet up.
Yeah, for real. She's really still like force choking her later. It's like, dude, chill.
Watch you some backstory there. Cause yeah, like, it's almost like if you've never met this person, it's a little too, like, you were too upset about this other person.
She just seems a little like she's just the type to be, take it very personally, I think. Sure. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. So let's talk about this fight with Ahsoka and Baylan. There's a lot of interesting conversation here. They bring up Anakin Skywalker. Ahsoka comes back with the very awesome quip, like, interesting, I never heard of you. I loved all of this. Baylan is just awesome. I love his fighting style, just very like geometrical in his fighting, and I don't know, it's just it was great.
No, I'm with you. This fight was so cool, the way like he was just waiting. It felt like a video game fight in the best possible way. Like, that's like, it just felt like a great setup. Again, with like so much personality through this fight, and the whole thing of like, I also love when you have a fight with an objective in it, where it's like, you're not, her main thing was to get the map. So the whole time, that's what she's going for. And his is to, you know what I mean? It's like a capture the flag. It makes it more, the stakes are higher. There's another tension in the fight. So, I was obsessed with this. I'm a big Baylan fan over here.
Yeah. Was Ahsoka defeated too easily? This is always going to be my question when Ahsoka doesn't win a fight.
I don't even think she was defeated. Like, yes, but I feel like it's like he, like, I don't know. It's hard, right? Because like, he just threw her over the edge. Is that really defeated? The landscape defeated her, of anything, the battlefield.
Yeah, she needs some home field advantage there for sure.
Yeah.
All that happens, Sabeem also shows up here, and she gets the map, and Ahsoka tells her, do it, destroy the map, you know. Then she falls off the cliff. I don't know, it's like, because Sabine thinks she's dead at this point. She just fell to her death. Would you not respect Ahsoka's dying wish here?
No, because yes, but we are selfish creatures, and Sabine's want in the world is to get Bridger back. And if she did that, it completely closes that door. It closes the hope to get Ezra ever back. And I think she has to believe there's another way. And so I think that even if she's giving it to the enemy instead of just destroying it, the hope is still alive. Maybe she can come up with a plan to get around this, right? Like, I don't think anyone believes she is fully on board with Baylan and them now. I think it's I give this to you now, and then I figure out a way to find Ezra, get off this without you guys.
Tommy, are you prepared for the next 10 years of people blaming Sabeem for all the bad things that are about to happen in the Star Wars universe?
It's giving me flashbacks too. Star-Lord is the reason that Endgame, because it's like, so people can't have characteristics that are flawed? Yeah. We are flawed creatures, so our media should be too. As long as it makes sense, Star-Lord, it made every sense that he was taking that personally, because it is a personal thing for him. In the same way that this made sense for Sabine. Why would she destroy it? All she wants is Ezra. She hasn't seen Ahsoka for years. She's like, very, like, for all it's worth, like, the trust there is still damaged at this point. And at this point, she now thinks she's dead. I don't love the choice, but and this is where I'm with all media. If I can agree with the point, even if I don't, even if I don't agree with it, I can understand how we get there. That's how I feel about this. I don't agree that I like that she gave it to her, but I understand why she made that choice.
So, and I'm with you. I totally get this. I think it fits her character. I think it works for me, and I understand why she did it. And those are big, those are all big things. But to play devil's advocate here, she doesn't even know that Ezra's alive. She's risking a galactic war for, I mean, honestly, the odds are he's not alive, right?
But all we got is hope, Michael. As the great Leia once said, you got hope is out there. And so it's like, I agree with you. It's all over us. But we see that Hera's still chasing the dream, has been for years. They didn't even know the map existed. They still were looking for him. So it's like, you're right. But I don't think that's going to stop these people. Like, it's like, there's no evidence. I don't know if he is. Like, I or if he is, I think he's going to be very changed. By his experience.
Okay. Anything else on Sabine's choice here? Them capturing Sabine.
But also, it's like, okay, so to play devil's advocate, your thing, she destroys the map. Then what? She just dies? They probably find another way to get Thrawn back anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a Night Sister, so. And there's Purgle right around the corner.
She probably will come up, just rebuild the map. You still give, like, you know what I mean? Like, that thing is my thing. Is like, it's not one for one. It's not like either she destroys it and everything's great, or she, like, there's way more nuance on that side too.
It also, I feel like these characters are really dumb with the map. I mean, if we go back to, like, I don't know, was it episode 2? Sabine had the map for like 48 hours before she realized she could just twist it. I don't know. I feel like they struggle with the map a little bit. It stumped them for sure. So. You want to talk about our final scene here, the world between worlds? Did you expect this, Tommy?
Not in this no, I thought truthfully, I thought it would show Ahsoka's like lightsaber is stabbed into the cliff and she's down there. That's what I thought would be the cliffhanger. I thought we might get to the world between worlds at some point, just because Rebels, that was such a focus of this, like, with the murals, with that stuff, there's always been this, like, if anything gets spiritual, Rebels is probably the most, like, spiritual and into that kind of lore that Star Wars has ever gotten. So I, that, in retrospect, that didn't surprise me. But yeah, in the moment, I was like, what's happening? And then I'm like, of course this is happening. I should have even thought, like, if we were doing camera draft, I don't even know if he would have, I don't know if I would have thought about him.
I don't know. They're high on Hayden Christensen these days.
I know. That's the only thing that, yeah.
So just to set up for anybody that is not aware of what The World Between Worlds is. And, you know, I actually watched this with my mother, who, you know, not a Rebels fan. So kind of had to walk her through some of this. So she's like, oh, this is like Jedi heaven. And it's not that. This is like the way it's been described is like it's a place in between time and space, right? And I think there's also been a lot of misconceptions about what that really means and a lot of the doorways, because there's doorways there. I don't believe that you can time travel through it. I think more so what it is, it's like a hub of information from the past that is through the Force. I think that's the best way to put it.
It's been a hot minute, but I will say, wasn't there a whole thing in Rebels where, like, Ezra went back in time to save Ahsoka from the temple falling apart, and, like, that's how she survived that encounter with Darth Vader?
So, again, I believe, also it's been a minute, I believe it was more so, like, the conversation that helped her.
Got you.
So, they were able to meet there, kind of like Anakin and Ahsoka will meet, and I'm sure Anakin will give some inspiring speech to Ahsoka so she can go on and do what she needs to do.
Meet through times, but you're not. But that's still time travel. You're still impacting the past. You're still like you are talking to a past self, even if you are physically there.
But is it? And I guess with Anakin here, because I don't know. This is tough.
Why doesn't Ahsoka just tell him, "Hey, I'm going to map out this path for you, buddy"? So I love the show, but I'm just poking holes in this. Ahsoka goes to Anakin, "Hey, buddy, I get why you want to do. Let me tell you the truth of what's happening. He's using you. He's manipulating you. This is what's going to happen if you go down that path. She will die anyways, so don't do it. How does he not do it at that point then?
So, and to be fair, especially when we're talking about big character choices, I would think that Anakin, even if he had that information, would still do everything he could to save Padme. I think that was his biggest motivation. With that being said, I feel like this might be a situation where it's more so like his essence rather than him as a person that can gain information and go back. Maybe more so like it's like a Google search, right? You're receiving the information, but they're not understanding that you're receiving the information. That's how I'm kind of reading it right now.
But then when we were just saying with the Ahsoka one, though, but she got saved by the information she got.
Is it different because Anakin's dead, though?
Maybe. Because now he's just an essence. But this is, I hope the, and listen, we're poking something that like they haven't even died. They spent 5 seconds on it. We do not know the answer, so I think that's next episode. I think we're going to get a lot of that. I mean, just looking at who's directing it, I think should give you a huge hint to that this is probably going to be a big episode and a lore-heavy episode. So, it's just something I'm thinking about. It's like, obviously, I don't think that's going to happen, but Anakin, if you're trying to say Padme, Ahsoka will straight up tell you that is not going to happen. If you go down this path, I can tell you for a fact you will not save her.
So I do hope they kind of address that and clear things up, because it is a little confusing. And honestly, I might be wrong. Maybe there is. Please correct me. But again, I don't believe anyone's like traveled through it. I believe they've only got information. But I will say, if there is a way to travel through time and space, this would be a really good way for Ahsoka to get back with Sabine here. So,
yeah.
Also, kind of cheap, but.
Well, and that's kind of how I felt in Rebels when they started introducing. I kind of wanted this stuff to die out, because when it was in Rebels, I'm like, this is a little cheat codey. Like, what we're doing here is a little, I like it, but I'm like, we're getting a little too magical. Not that Star Wars isn't magical, but when we're jumping into like time travel and being able to impact the past, that's where I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, so we'll see. I feel like I'm more, because I'm the same way, you know, kind of going off the deep end here a little bit. But I think the more spiritual they can make it, the better. The more it is like a mental concept than it is like an actual place that can do things. I think that, or like, again, just like a way to receive information through the Force. So. We'll see. It was a cool spectacle, though. Like, I thought it looked really great. So
yeah, and I thought his entrance, like, obviously was great. And just like, you know, I'm excited that they are using Hayden more, because of just like with anything with the prequels, those people went through it with some of them, and so it's nice that we're like respecting that. Hey, you actually did a good job. Let's keep using you. Let's make this happen.
For sure. So. That is the episode here. Tommy, anything else that we haven't touched on?
Let me just like predict next episode. If you were writing, what do you think happens? We should do this every we predict the next episode.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna get a hefty chunk of the episode with Ahsoka and Anakin, whether they're rehashing things or whatever happens there. I think we get Thrawn next episode. I think it's the cliffhanger next. I've walked this back a little bit. I said that I didn't think we'd see him till the finale. I think we're seeing Thrawn. I think that's the cliffhanger of next week.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think it's mainly going to be Ahsoka Anakin. I think that's the majority. I think our background stuff is going to be them heading to the, like it's going to be all the antics of getting the hyperspace thing. I think Hera is going to show up and try to stop them. And either follows or misses them, and then it's like ends with like the ship going through and like us seeing the universe or whatever the new world is. I don't think we're gonna see Thrawn yet, but I definitely think it's gonna be like a ooh, we're not in Kansas anymore kind of moment.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely, I feel like we're gonna get there. Like, I feel like we're halfway through that. They've set up this hyperdrive, they finally get there. I feel like it makes sense for the second half of this season to involve Thrawn, especially now they're there. Again, if nothing goes wrong, they're there. They're where they need to be to find Thrawn.
Except for, I was just going to say something, but I'm pretty confident that casting for Thrawn has already been out there. It's going to be like, what if it isn't? Because I'm still on the case that, like, we don't know for a fact that it was Thrawn reaching out to her. She just said that she heard a voice and knew it was, and was like, it must be Thrawn. So there's a part of me that's like, what if it's Ezra? What if, I don't know. There's like,
you think it's a prank call.
Hey, your refrigerator's running. You better go catch it.
Let's build a hyperdrive to go get that.
No, uh-huh. I'm thinking more of like, what if it's a old Sith using this connection to manipulate her to go get him, and it's not Thrawn, but it's like, was Palpatine's master, like the city, you know, it could be anything. So that's where I'm thinking is like, we don't know for a fact. Now I think we do because I think the casting has already been announced. I think we have a Thrawn, so that's the only thing that's like, we're definitely getting Thrawn in this. But if you're trying to be spicy, Star Wars, you would have thrown us for a little blind side here.
Yeah. All right, Tommy. Well, half an hour episode. We cannot end it here. What do you want to do? You want to do recommendations? You want to play a game?
Do you have a game?
I don't have a game.
Well, then we can't play a game. We'll play 20 questions and guess your Star Wars character.
That could be fun, but...
Yeah. That could be a good trivia for one of our trivia.
20 questions, yep.
Or like five. You got 5 questions to guess.
Why don't we do it? Tommy, can you think of something? Let's do it real quick.
Okay.
I feel like I can fire out questions really quick. Are they force sensitive?
No.
Were they in the original trilogy?
No.
Were they in the prequels?
Yes.
Were they an alien?
I can't hear you now.
Were they an alien?
Probably me.
Oh, no. He's faking. He's faking so that he doesn't have to answer the question.
No, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Okay. Is it an alien?
No. Well, aren't technically all Star Wars? Yeah, we're really getting...
Are they a bad guy?
No.
Okay, man, this is going to be harder than I thought. They're not force sensitive. They're not an alien. They're in the prequels.
Yes.
That's like everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. It could be like, list any, like...
Is it a child?
No.
Are they related to the Skywalkers?
Yes. So you got to ask the specific... Once you get a question, you can skyrocket to the top of the charts.
Is it Shmi? Anakin's mother.
Yes.
Let's go. See, yeah. I knew I could do it. That was only how many like questions? So
and that's the thing is that we see how many questions it took you to get there. It's like you have the questions, but it's like, if you can get there in 3, that's pretty good. But if you get there in 8,
what made you pick her? I guess you were going like super obscure.
Yeah, we were talking about Anakin. I'm like, man, what's his mom up to? better check in. Give a little shout out to Anakin's mom.
Is she gonna be in the world between worlds?
Maybe it's like a little like family date, like Ahsoka gets to meet the mom.
Yeah.
No.
Daddy, when are we filming, Daddy? Come on, Daddy.
Do we get Anakin's daddy too? Do we get like a pop pop pap Palpatine there?
Pop pop Palpatine.
Come Ahsoka, come sit on your grandpappy's lap.
Tommy, do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, I do. I've been playing a fun little it's like a game / experience. It's called Stray Gods, and it's a role play or not, I don't even know what it's like, a choose your own adventure musical video game where it's like you get to choose different ways you respond, and then you go down those paths. So either this character follows you or doesn't follow you, depending on how you respond to them. Or, you know, the song will change too. Like, so there's different points that are songs, and depending on what you picked during the song, the lyrics change. So they had to record like 20 different versions of this, basically. very fun. It's like it's a Greek myth. It's basically the setup. This is, if you don't want to know anything, don't know anything. But the setup is that one of the gods have died, and it's the last of the muses. So that's the whole music aspect. And her power is she can cause people to sing their feelings. And so basically the whole thing is you're this person that got those powers. And so now you have to investigate the murder of the god and figure out who did it and why.
This sounds wild.
It's very fun. And it's the reason I was let in on it was a lot of Critical Role voice actors, Laura Bailey, Ashley Johnson's a voice. Ooh. In it. So lots. I think maybe it's King Ezekiel, the actor. I think he's in it. I think. Ooh. Okay. I'd be wrong about that. So it's like, you know, it's, when I say game, it's like press this button or this button. It's really not much, but it's a fun story to watch a lot. It'd be good for like if you play in a group and then you guys make group decisions, could be fun.
Okay. I don't really have a recommendation, but I guess I can recommend something similar. Games mm-hmm. that you point and click. The Walking Dead games. I know I've recommended this maybe 6 months ago because I played them recently. So good. They hold up so well. I played through all of them. They're really great. Choose your own adventure. You know, there's some quick action stuff that you have to do, but it's mostly picking dialogue and the story changes. So if you want to choose your own adventure, Walking Dead, you know, all the Walking Dead references here today, then check out don't sleep on the Walking Dead games that are 10 years old, or if not more, 15.
Yeah. Go play them right now. What are you doing? No, I like the Walking Dead games as well.
Yeah. Tommy, what else?
I think that's it. More Star Wars coming. There's a lot of good content out there. Recently, a lot of things I feel like have been popping off.
Ahsoka is coming to theaters. And extremely limited release. There's 10 theaters in the country.
Are you going to go?
Nowhere near me. I don't remember where they were, but there's probably one near you because you live where all the things happen.
Should I go? And report back on my experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should take videos and we'll post it.
Try to really, I'll network.
Star Wars vlog, baby.
I'll have a little merchandise that I'll hand out. What if I get this is probably not a premiere. This is probably just more of a theater go. But what if there's an actor there and I'm like, hey, here's this Star Wars thing. And then they're like, whoa, I'm obsessed with this.
I've thought about making business cards, but I don't go to events like that. There's no events here. That's what I'm saying, Tommy.
Should our business card be a life size of the helmet that it has our number on the helmet?
Life size?
Yeah. It's a full helmet that we're like, here's our business card. So we just need to carry the bag of 50 of these helmets.
That would be a lot to carry around. I mean, I feel like all you need is a QR code, but I guess we could do, we'll do a helmet.
But that's not as... Think about it. Everyone's going to say yes to taking the helmet.
I've thought about getting a custom Star Wars helmet. Yeah, people make those.
Cool. That would be pretty cool.
So, all right, Tommy, I won't keep you any longer. Let's close this out here. Wait, Tommy, what else is going on in your world? Let me ask you that.
Nothing.
Nothing. You don't want people to follow you on?
So boring, Michael. It's so boring. I'm only here. You can follow me. I don't think I've.
You're on Instagram.
I am on Instagram, but I don't really post on that. I'm not.
You do kind of post on that. Once every 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. So people want content once every three. Listen, world, I'm not a very public person. I say that on a podcast where I talk weekly, but I don't know if you want to. Hey, if you know, you know. And if you don't know how to get in contact with me, you don't know how to get in contact with me.
And there's probably a reason. You don't know.
Specifically you out there in the world who's listening thinking, wait, does Tommy contact me? It's you. You're the reason.
You're the problem.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Follow me. Hey, Star Wars Pod. We're on. Listen, go tell your friends to go. If 10 people.
We're really biding time here at the end. This is awesome. Go, keep going.
10 new subscribers. I will... then tell you my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got to keep them wanting more.
Well, I actually, let's, since we're here and just really dragging, I'm going to speak very slowly. We're dragging out the podcast. I'm looking up Star Wars on the Apple Podcast to see if we have any new reviews. I don't know if we ever read this one, but I'm going to. I believe this is from Ryan. It says, I'm going to read this 5-star review from Ryan. If you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, it's greatly appreciated. We will read it on the show. Here we go. What started as a playful back and forth about the low-key Mandalorian Season 3 hero that is R5 has blossomed into a rewarding podcasting experience for this listener. The podcasts are well-produced and have a variety of opinions and insight. The back and forth interaction this listener has had on social media has made this second to none podcast experience. I can't wait to see this community grow and thrive in the years to come. How kind of, what an awesome review. I feel like it's accurate too.
It is. The problem is I feel like I read this review. So then I was like, I thought so, but I don't want to. Let's pretend here. Ignore this part right here. Whoa.
Who's still listening at this point?
No.
All right. I'll close this out.
Yeah, I think secret word to the end. Like, if you listened, message us Marble Toast.
Marvel Toast.
Marble. Like a marble.
Marble.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. Like the marble bread.
Yeah, because some
marble cake.
Yeah, exactly. But toast.
Okay. Marble toast. I hope to God we get like 2 at least.
We'll help our confidence a little.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'd like to remind you guys to rate and review us on iTunes and Spotify, preferably 5 stars. Also, please subscribe because we're going to be here every single week with Ahsoka coverage. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Stark Wars Pod. Also, we have a little Discord community going on. So if that's something you're interested in, you can hit us up and we will get you in there. But that is all we got for you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Oh.